You know, I think that's part of the art of playing quarterback is, you know, staying aggressive, but also, you know, avoiding those turnovers. And the guys that do it well, you kind of don't even notice what's going on. You know, when you're playing with the lead, I think, you know, you always got to kind of keep your foot on the accelerator, keep trying to score points, keep, you know, trying to put the ball in the end zone. But at the same time, not giving it away. And we've done a decent job of that. We just need to score some more points when we're ahead. I think if we can do that, obviously that's going to help us out.
How do you execute better against a Belichick defense? I think the last time you played him, you were in your second year. Does it get any easier to prepare for his style of defense?
I mean, they play a lot of man-to-man coverage. And, you know, that's one of the things when you watch it. They're very sound in what they do. They're in the right spots. They play their scheme really well. And they do a great job with their front seven of creating pressure both in the run game and in the pass game. So I think first and foremost, we got to worry about ourselves and concentrate on, you know, blocking well, running the right routes, being on time as a quarterback, putting the ball in the right spot. And if we do that, you know, I think we'll execute well against, you know, the Patriots defense this week.
Coach, you said that you guys, 6-for-12, need to be better in the red zone, more efficient. Can you be more specific? Is it being more aggressive, different personnel? What is it?
It's just scoring touchdowns, scoring more touchdowns. When you have the opportunity, when you're down there, you got to come away with seven. And I think it's not just one thing. It's a combination of a lot of different things. We need to run the football better down there. We need to throw the football better down there. We got to pass protect better. We got to run better routes. And then ultimately, we just have to make more plays. We've had our chances, but one thing or another has kind of got us off schedule down there. And that's something we're going to work hard on in practice and try and improve at.
How much will Jacquizz and Jason's ability to run like they did last week be able to help you out with the balance you're looking for?
Yeah, you know what? I thought those two guys stepped up and played extremely well last week for us. I thought our run game was pretty effective. We certainly rushed for a lot of yards. We need to be better situationally in some of those short yardage situations as a unit. And as an offense, but I thought those two guys stepped up and played extremely well with Steven being out. But that's something, you know, I think everybody's come to expect with those two guys. I mean, they've been huge for us for a long time, and their ability to fill in and step in and play different positions for us.
Matt, when you see Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, guys at their age, having that kind of success there, what do you make of
them? They're good. You know, hopefully I can play that long. You know, those guys have been doing it for a long time. At a really high level, but I think, you know, there's no secret to why they're doing it. I mean, it's just hard work. Both those guys are tremendous workers. They're incredible competitors, and I think that's probably the reason that they've been successful for as long as they have.